Hey everybody, welcome back to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy. Today, in our Bible reading plan, you should have gone through Matthew 10 and Romans chapter 4 and 5. So today's thought, we're going to look at Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. And Paul begins to write about how what we should do and how we should respond when we face trials in our lives. I don't know exactly what you're going through or where you are today, but every single one of us face difficult circumstances and situations. And maybe today you're in the midst of something that you don't have an answer for. You can't really see the way out of it. You might not have asked for these things to happen. You may not have seen them coming. But now you find yourself in a really tough spot and you're not sure what to do. Well, I want to encourage you today that God does give us some keys and God's promises never fail us. And so I want to just look at it really quick today. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5, and what it really means for us. Paul really says that we should rejoice. We rejoice in tribulations or trials. In other words, we rejoice when we go through tough times in our lives. And that's a pretty powerful statement, you know, that we could rejoice in tough times. I mean, usually when we go through a hard time, we complain. And that's really our response. When something really bad happens, you know, what is the first thing you do? Well, for a lot of us, we pick up the phone and call someone. Or there's a certain person that you always SMS when something goes really bad. Maybe you blog it. Maybe you get on MSN and, you know, change your nickname on there to something really grumpy. But whatever your response is, our typical first response is not to rejoice in tough times. And Paul starts to say this, and we've got to ask ourselves, how can you rejoice in the midst of your problems? How can you do that? He says that we rejoice because we know that problems are not just problems, but problems produce something inside of our lives. When we go through tough times, he says, you know what? God is working in your life. God is working in your life to produce perseverance. And as you persevere, you begin to cultivate godly character. And as you cultivate character, then hope begins to build up in your life. And you begin to be filled with the love of God as your hope and your faith are in Jesus. Now that is powerful, and it really is a mouthful. And I just want to try to break this down a little bit for you, that the reason that you can rejoice in tribulations is really, part of the key is even in the couple verses before that. That we're not only to rejoice in tribulations, but if you read in verse 2, he says we have access into the grace of God and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And so two things cause us to have a right perspective. And today, if you're going through a tough time, I want you to think about this. First of all, you have access to God's presence. No matter how hard the situation is, no matter what you're going through, no matter what others are saying, or no matter how you feel like you might fail, wherever you are, you can get into the presence of God. He's just a prayer away. And that is something that causes us to really begin to persevere through difficult times. That no matter how bad it gets, there is nothing that can take me away from His presence. The second thing is, you can rejoice today because we have a hope in God. God isn't leaving you alone. He's a good Father. He's a faithful God. And so Paul says, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And because of those two things, we also rejoice even in trials and bad things. We have joy because we know, man, I can always get the grace of God. I've got a hope in God. And even in my trials, God is doing something deep inside of my life. And so I want to just encourage you today that if you are going through a difficult circumstance, or when you go through a difficult circumstance, that you remember you are not alone. God has not abandoned you. Not everything is going to fall apart, but you are right in the middle of the plan of God. He's got you in His hands. And your response and my response today should be that we begin to rejoice and praise God and say, God, thank you for working in my life. Would you complete the work you started in me? Maybe you need some extra grace. Well, then exercise your access today. Get into the presence of God. Remind yourself of the plan of God. And I promise you, you're going to find a new joy and a new victory, even in the midst of the most difficult situation of your life.